Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1203 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 172, Miss Irene Jackson, sworn for the defendant. I worked at the pencil factory for 3 years. So far as I know, Mr. Frank's character was very well. I don't know anything about him. He never said anything to me. I have never met Mr. Frank at any time for any immoral purpose. Cross-examination. I am the daughter of County Policeman Jackson. I never heard the girls say anything about him, except that they seemed to be afraid of him. They never would notice him at all. They would go to work when they saw him coming. Miss Emily Mayfield and I were undressing in the dressing room once when Mr. Frank came to the door. He looked, turned around, and walked out. He just came to the door and pushed it open. He smiled or made some kind of face. Miss Mayfield had her top dress off and had her old dress in her hand to put it on. I told Mr. Darley I would not quit unless my father made me, and he said if the girls would stick to Frank, they won't lose anything. I heard some remarks 2 or 3 times about Mr. Frank going to the dressing room on different occasions, but I don't remember anything about it. The second time I heard of his going to the dressing room was when my sister was laying down there. She had her feet on a stool. She was dressed. I was in there at the time. He just walked in and turned and walked out. Mr. Frank walked in the dressing room on Miss Mamie Kitchens when I was in there. He never said anything the 3 times he walked in when I was there. The dressing room has a mirror and a few lockers for the 4 ladies. That's the only thing that I have ever seen Mr. Frank do, go in the dressing room and stare at the girls. I have heard them speak of other times when I was not there. Redirect examination. My father made me quit after the murder. There are 2 windows in the dressing room opening on Forsyth Street. I think there had been some complaints of the girls flirting through the windows. I have heard of some of the girls flirting through the windows. The orders were against the girls flirting through the windows. Mr. Frank never came into the room at all. He pushed the door open and just looked. My sister and I were both dressed when Mr. Frank looked in the door. The other time he came in, I was fixing to put on my street dress. I was not undressed. Re-cross-examination. I don't know if Mr. Frank knew the girls were in there before he opened the door or not. It was the usual hour for them to be in there. He could have seen the girls register from the outer office, but not from the inner office. I have never heard any talk about Mr. Frank going around and putting his hands on the girls. I have never heard of his going out with any of the girls.